This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Kerala, at least 36 people have been killed in a major landslide in the hilly Wayanad district this morning, following heavy rains at Mundakai, Attamala and Turamala regions. The death toll is likely to go up. More than 66 injured persons have been admitted to various hospitals. Reports say 10 people were washed away in the flash floods. Their bodies were found in Chaliar River at Pottukal in Malappuram district, further downstream. Several persons are believed to be trapped in the affected region. A bridge at Churakkal, which is the main link with the Mundakai area, has been washed away, causing difficulty to reach out to those trapped there. The state government has sought help from the armed forces to deal with the situation. Army personnel from Kozhikode and Kannur with medical equipment have been mobilised. More NDRF teams from Bengaluru and Arakonam in Tamil Nadu are expected to reach Wayanad later today. The Mundakai area remains completely cut off from the rest of Wayanad district. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have expressed condolences over the loss of lives in the landslides in Wayanad. The President prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured and for the success of rescue operations. The Vice President also conveyed his wishes for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of those killed in the landslides of Wayanad. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Prime Minister also spoke to Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and assured all possible assistance from the centre. The Prime Minister expressed condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have also expressed condolences. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that NDRF is conducting search and rescue operations on a war footing. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh spoke to the Army Chief, General Upendra Dwivedi. Indian Army units have been pressed into the ongoing rescue and relief operations. In Jharkhand, 2 passengers were killed and several injured following the derailment of 18 bogies of the Howrah-Mumbai Mail this morning. The derailment took place between Varabambo and Karsava railway stations near Potobeda village under Chakradharpur Railway Division. Injured passengers have been admitted to local hospitals. A relief train has reached the accident site and relief and rescue operation is in full swing. The railways has issued helpline numbers. The number for Tata Nagar is 0657-229-0324. For Chakradharpur, 0658-7238-072. Helpline number for Rourkela is 0661-2501-072 and 0661-2500-244. For Ranchi, the number is 0651-278-711 and for Howrah, it is 9433-357-920 and 0233-2638-2217. Rail traffic on Tata Nagar Chakradharpur rail section of Southeastern Railway has been disrupted. Long route trains have been diverted and many trains have either been cancelled or short terminated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the inaugural session of Journey Towards Vikasit Bharat, the Post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi in a short while. The conference has been organised by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, to present the outline for the government's larger vision for growth and the role of industry in this endeavour. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to reply to the discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha this evening. The Union Budget was presented on the 23rd of this month, in which the government listed out 9 priorities for generating opportunities for all. In Paris Olympics, Indian shooters Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjot Singh will compete for India's second medal in 10-metre air pistol mixed team event today. The duo qualified for bronze medal final match of the 10-metre air pistol mixed team event yesterday. They will be facing Oh Ye-jin and Lee Won-ho of South Korea this afternoon. Manu will be aiming to become the first Indian athlete in over a century to win 2 medals in a single Olympic Games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.